Welcome to Oryx Radio's My Health Journey podcast. You will now be listening to our health promotion program, where we focus on health-related topics. So sit back, relax, and listen to what we have to share.
Hi, listener. My name is Kotha, and I'm an Oryx Radio reporter. We, the patients of Red Cross, are helping the hospital in putting together a child's right charter. With each podcast, we will cover a specific right, and these podcasts will inform the child's right charter. For this podcast, we're talking about the right to have a parent or caregiver with me at all times. I speak to a few patients, parents, caregivers, and health workers about this right. Before we listen to what other people have to say, let me give you my view. I think it's important to have your parent or caregiver with you at all times because it makes you feel more comfortable with what the doctors or nurses are doing with you in hospital. Now listen to what patients have to say about the right to have a parent or caregiver with you at all times. I asked them if they experience a procedure or examination without their parents.
Hi, my name is Matt and I'm a young Oryx radio reporter here at Red Cross Hospital. I am a patient here at the Red Cross Hospital. There is a time when I was alone. I was in the ward, so the nurse, my parents fell asleep, so this nurse, the nurse said that they had to go home, so my mom was obviously like worried about me, what's going on, and I felt like angry, sad, loneliness, because I needed my parents to be by my side, obviously. I did ask the health workers if my parents could come back, and the nurse said that they could come back.
My name is Tamina and I am an Oryx radio reporter. I have been a patient for Red Cross for about 2 years, from 6 years old to 8 years old. And I found out now that I am 99.9% free from cancer. I think it's important to have a parent or caregiver with us at all times because usually when the parent isn't there, the child thinks something bad is going to happen and usually they won't cooperate, so it would be harder for you to do your job.
My name is Azza, I'm 13 years old. Whenever I go for a checkup, my granny's always there. It makes me feel better not to be afraid because my granny's there.
Hello, my name is Osama and I'm 11 years old. I come to Red Cross because I have sinus and I've been here for the last 2-3 years. I come to the doctors and then I come to have a checkup. And I do a checkup and my mom is always with me. Because my mom is there, I feel safe and more calmer. If my mom and my dad wouldn't be there, I would be still calm.
I'm Sadiq Daniels. I'm 14 years old. I'm a Oryx radio reporter. I'm the host of Jazz and Politics with Sadiq. And I am a patient of Red Cross. I wasn't alone. There was always someone with me. Because there's certain stuff I can't do by myself. Just for that comfort, just for that conversation that you need. Others, if there's no conversation, you're going to just lay in bed and sing off all the nonsense.
Hi, my name is Kiora. I'm 9 years old. I have an appointment by I-7. I have an operation for my tonsillitis today. The first time that I came to Red Cross was last year in September. I'm feeling very nervous and scared for my operation today. Whenever I came to Red Cross, I always had someone with me. Sometimes my cousin, my mom, and my auntie. If the doctors have to say these people can't go with me, I will feel very nervous because I'm so lonely. There was that one time when I went for sleep study, the nurses came in, the parents were supposed to go out. And so, not everyone must go out, but the children can stay in. Then the nurses check your folders, and then they talk, and then they leave to the next room. Then the parents can come in again. That made me feel shocked because I didn't know what had happened, why must my mommy go out. I didn't ask them why my mom must go out.
I'm 16, I'm from grade 10, and I'm a patient and I'm at Red Cross. And I'm a kind of cool, not kind of appointments. I can't see the expenses, I can't see the expenses, because I'm dead, I can't see a good doctor. the cancer with its reason, paramese, and then I was there. And then by noon, to assist the name is better than the Avuyara Kulu, because Uzo was the Unden Teta, Utah Kefna Unterto, Namadizu, Banis, Dres, Ba, Ubanus, and then into causes of the corner.
We still have more to go. So get up, stretch a bit, and go fetch your cup of warm coffee. And when you're back, you can press play. Welcome back. We will continue with this program. Here is the next part.
We have listened to what patients think about having their parents or caregivers with them at all times when doing procedures or examinations. I spoke to a few health workers about this to find out if there is any procedures that require patients to be alone. First up, I interview Sister Renz. She's from the radiology department. Take a listen.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Helen Renz. I'm a sister that works in radiology. For all moms or caregivers wat vroulik is, as hulle swanger is, word hulle nie toegelaat in die kamer vir al ekstra hulle en CT scan, omdat die radiasie gevaar baie hoog is vir die ongebore fetus. En dan het ons ook procedures waar daar een risiko is waar daar iets kan gebeur, so as een patiënt in MRI bijvoorbeeld geïntubeer word, as een narcose betrokke is, dan verkies ons dat die ouwers nie daar is, want dit mag traumatisch wees vir die ouwer as hy sien dat iets verkeerd loop. En dan is daar ook gevalle, ons nierbiopsies en leverbiopsies, en dat is naalde en dat is bloed betrokke, so ons verkies ook dat die ouwers nie in die kamer is nie, omdat het ja, traumatisch vir hulle kan wees. Ons verkies eindelijk dat die ouwers saam met die kinders is. Dit is een vreemde omgeving en dit is vreemde mense en dit is vreemde machinerie. So ja, ons verkies, meeste van die tyd, verkies ons dat die ouwer saam met die kind is, want die ouwer het die vermoë om die kind te kalmeer. En al gee ons vir die kind sedasie, dan sal die ouwer saam ingaan met die procedure. Die ouwer sal saam in die kamer ingaan en tot die kind aan die slaap is. So as so gauw soos die kind klaar is, dan roep ons die ouwer, so die kind is eers bewus dat die ouwer nie by gewees het terwyl ons gedoen het wat ons moet gedoen het, die procedure gedoen het nie. Het is heeltemal belangrik vir ons dat die ouwer daar is. Die ouwer is ultimately is die ouwer die caregiver, die kind is gewoond aan die ouwer, die kind verstaan die ouwer. Dit is vreemde mense, dit is 'n vreemde omgewing en meeste van die machine lyk soos spaceships. En dit lyk soos tunnels, so jy moet in 'n tunnel ingaan en dit kan jou regtig bang maak. Want sommige kere dan is die kinders gelukkig om in te gaan, maar so gauw soos hulle sien die machine, of so gauw soos hulle sien die bed beweeg, onmiddellik dan verander hulle lichaamshouding en alles verander absoluut, want dit kan nogal scary wees. Ouers, ons verkies ook die ouers omdat daar een language barrier kan wees. Sommige van ons kan nie Kosa praat nie, so ons verkies dat die ouer daar is, sodat die ouer weer vir die kind kan verduidelik wat die procedure wat ons gedoen moet word. Soos by MRI en by CT scan, gelukkig het ons prentjies voor op die muur, so ons kan vir hulle verduidelik en ons kan vir hulle wys hoe die bed gaan lyk en die klank wat gaan uitkom en hoe die machine gaan lyk. En ons probeer so veel moontlik om alles child friendly te hou. Soos in CT scan is daar mooi prentjies op die machine en maar sommige van die kinders is nog altyd bang. Hulle is bang vir die appie wat daar hang en hulle is bang vir die goedjies wat daar op hang. Maar ja, nie, ons moedig sterk aan dat ouers baie beslis saam met die kinders in die kamer gaan.
I also briefly spoke to Candice that works in the dialysis room in Ward E2. This is what she had to say.
My name is Candice Nelson. I'm a clinical technologist and I work at Red Cross Dialysis Unit. Well, in our specific environment, we can allow a parent to be around, but there are certain situations as, for example, theatre or when you're doing a sterile procedure where a parent might not be allowed in the vicinity in order to keep sterility of the environment. But most procedures parents can be with. For us in the dialysis unit, we normally accommodate the parents with a very smaller children where parental contact is necessary in order to keep them happy and to keep them calm.
Lastly, I spoke to Eleonora in the physiotherapy department here. Take a listen.
Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Eleonora and I'm one of the physiotherapists here at Red Cross.
Are there procedures where caregivers are not allowed to be present and why?
From a physiotherapy point of view, not really. We encourage parents or caregivers to be present with their children most of the time. So I think that would be a no.
Can children ask for their parents to be present?
Yes, they can. We have no problem with that as well. I think sometimes maybe the parents don't want to be there. So for example, if we have to stretch a child that could be painful and burns and they can't handle it, then the parent can walk away in that. But we actually encourage them to be there because at the end of the day, we need to teach them how to be doing this exercises with their children, and they become the role and the therapist as well.
Is it important for parents to be present at all times? If so, why?
Yes, from a physio point of view, we find it very important for the parents to actually be there because we need to teach them how to do certain exercises and how to carry on with certain elements. So for example, if we need to do chest physio, so when we go, we're not there all the time, but the parent or the caregiver is there all the time, they'll be able to do that just to help the child. If it's things like involves exercises or certain ways how to play with the children, the parents can do that as well. So we then, as our role, have more of a teaching role, and the parents become us, and whatever the child needs, they help us with that. So yes, we definitely encourage our parents to be there and to be part of the child's journey and procedures and those things.
We still have more to go. So get up, stretch a bit, and go fetch your cup of warm coffee. And when you're back, you can press play. Welcome back. We will continue with this program. Here is the next part.
I also wanted to speak to some of the parents. So here's a vox pop of parents sharing their experiences and views on this right. I asked them if they experienced a time of bringing the child to hospital and them having to do a procedure or examination where their child was alone. I also asked a group of parents if they gave health workers advice about having parents caregivers with the child patient at all times. This is what they said.
I'm Adil. I'm Kota's dad. Kota has been a patient for many years here at the Red Cross. On many occasions, Kota had to go in for biopsies for instance, a transplant, and you can't proceed further than a certain point. You as a parent have to stay in the waiting room, and just hoping for the best results. It's like there's no control, you have no support, you can't be with her in emotion, whatever it is that you feel that's comfortable or make you feel comfortable more around her. But other than that, rules and regulations, you have to comply to that. And I mean, it's for not only for me, it's for all the other parents. So yeah, what parent don't want to be with their children during whatever? I mean, it's sickness and stuff like that, man. So you want to be with your children or with your child. We're not the same. Everybody's not the same. They don't deal the same. So some doctors are more soft, spoken, and let you feel comfortable and feel that this is okay, whatever it is. And some make you feel that you want to say something that you don't want to say. You see, yeah, but that is life. It's their work. They must look at it from a different perspective. So, but you must accept whatever the rules is. So,
I'm Ariam Khan. I'm the mom of Osama Khan, and he's a patient at Red Cross Hospital. Whenever Osama comes to the hospital, I'm always with him. Well, I feel more comfortable if I'm with him, and it makes me feel more comfortable, the fact that Osama has a doctor with him and I'm there with him to support him, because I don't like him being alone. I'm like paranoid moms. Well, I feel the parents need to be there at all times. First of all, I think it gives the child that comfortable, and it gives the child the sense of my mom is there to support me, and he feels more at ease, and he would feel more, my mom is there. So I can go through anything. And so my advice for the doctors is always let the parents be there with the child.
My name is Arina Terry. I am 33 years old. I play in Nova Park. And I am Kiara Terry's mommy. Kiara is a patient by Red Cross Hospital. There was one geleentheid wat ons in die hospital oornag het. And the doctors and nurses had hulle rounds gedoen. The ouers moet uitgegaan het en die kinders moet binne gebly het. As dit vir my 'n bietjie, sal ek sê, bangerig laat voel, because ek het gedink, wat as hulle Waar gaan vragen wat zij niet kan beantwoorden. En ik is bij te kan. Ik zou beter gevoel dat ze samen mij gecommuniceerd. Maar dat niet gezegd procederen, maar ik kan relate to hoe kom, want misschien is daar kinders omstandigheden wat confidential is, zo. Ons moet het maar niet respecteren. Ik zal zeggen, die advies wat ik voor dokter zal geven is, omdat laat ons altijd daar kan is, want sommige keren kan die kinders die antwoord aangaande omstandigheden, dus zoals in die jaren, in geval sy tonsil lyk, sy snork baie in die aane, sy weet nie daai nie. Ek is haar moeder en ek weet dit so. Ek sal verkies ja, dat hulle nie moet alleen communikeer met kinders wanneer die ouers nie teenwoordig is.
I'm Bashir Adams, the father of Imad Adams. Yeah, Imad is a patient of Red Cross and has been since the age of 6 months older. All the procedures that Imad went through, we've been there at his bedside. The only time was when he came out of procedure, I can't remember what it was, and the nurses said that we have to go home because there's nothing we can do. Yes, we did go home, but I don't think we got any sleep because we were just worried about him. Yes, the nurses are there to look after you, but they do not do it as a mother would do it. My wife was more worried about him than I was. You feel that you want to be there, and there's things that you can't do because you are not there, and you're worried. You're constantly worried. Is he okay? Are they looking after him the way you would? My advice would be to health workers, any health worker, not only at Red Cross, is to just listen to what the parents also has to say. You as a doctor, as a nurse, yes, you have the medical knowledge, but in the case as with Imad, we see it every day. I'll give you an example. There was a time when he was transferred from here to Groteskier. They wanted to do an MRI on him, and then we told the doctor, look, it won't be possible to do it without anesthetic. And the doctor said, look, they'll sedate him, but not completely, and we told him it's not going to work. They did it 3 times, and all 3 times it was inconclusive. And eventually, they had to put him out completely to get the results that they were looking for. So bottom line is, listen to what the parents also has to say.
We still have more to go. So get up, stretch a bit, and go fetch your cup of warm coffee. And when you're back, you can press play. Welcome back. We will continue with this program. Here is the next part.
As I mentioned in the beginning, this podcast and the others coming afterwards will inform the children's right charter year at Red Cross. So I asked the patients to share advice with the health workers on why having their parents or caregivers with them at all times is important.
The advice I want to give to doctors that is important. It is important for my granny to be there so that I can be comfortable and calm.
The advice that I would give to doctors, let them come and let them see their children. The reason why they should let them see their children is they are right. They don't have any pains in their bodies. They don't have any injuries or stuff like that. If the parents are there, they will feel better and they will feel safe as well.
My advice to doctors is if a child is going through a procedure, they should let the parent be with him because some kids, they will get nervous and they won't sit still and then you might do something wrong and the whole thing will just go wrong.
I think it's important to have parents or caregivers with us at all times because children feel the need to have their parents there to actually be safe.
And finally, here is my advice. I think it's important to have parents or caregivers with us because, as I said at the beginning, you feel more comfortable if your parents are around because sometimes it's new doctors or nurses or whatever. So when your parents are with you, you're just like, okay, I'm going to do this because my mom is here or my dad's here. Thank you for listening.
thank you for taking your time out to listen to this program. This was put together by RX Radio, a radio station by and for children, situated at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital. Please visit our website www.rxradio.co.za for more amazing programming. Enjoy the rest of your day.